Kiss FM, your man Mitch Malone. On the phone with me is the new head coach of Virginia State University, my man Latrell Scott. How you doing, Latrell?
Good, Mitch. How are you?
All right, man. First of all, as an alum and a fan of Virginia State, I just want to say welcome, congratulations on the post, and good luck to you coming up in the new season.
I appreciate it. That means a lot. You know, we're very excited to be a part of the Trojan family, Trojan Nation, and all that good stuff, and we're looking forward to doing good things.
Now, needless to say, that Trojan Nation, the fans and alumni, are all excited about your arrival on the Hill, and I'm going to be honest, I lobbied for this as well, so we're all excited, man, this new era about to start at Virginia State. Now, you got spring coming up, you're still recruiting, trying to get up to speed with your team, so as you head into the spring, what do you feel are the top priorities that you need to concentrate on as you transition?
Well, we said as a staff when we got to Virginia State, our priority was the guys that was there already, you know, that those guys had been by themselves since November after the change. So when we got there as a staff, the first thing we did was we made sure that we solidified the group that was on campus, you know, because we can't really go out and bring other guys in if, you know, we haven't taken care of the guys that are there. And so what we did is we walked in and, you know, we got our study hall situation squared away. We got our off-season program squared away. So we were doing the things that we needed to do to make sure that our on-campus guys were squared away. And now we've segued out into the recruiting portion and it had some pretty good results early.
No doubt about it. And we've heard about some good signings you've had already. And I think it's always good for business when you have a product to sell. And with all the revitalization and the rebranding of the university as a whole, do you feel you have that product to attract those quality athletes and have them take a look at Virginia State?
Well, you know, Virginia State's run by quality people. You know, Dr. Miller and Peggy Davis, our athletic director, are quality people. And then they've given us the opportunity to have something that we feel great about selling. And, you know, years ago, you know, people had certain feelings about Virginia State, but we've had parents on campus the last few days. And when people walk onto our campus, they see it's a beautiful place. It's breathtaking. You know, you can stand at, you know, one end of the campus and look down at the other. And we feel like our place rivals anywhere in the country.
Well, you know, I might be biased because I'm an alum, but but I've always thought that Virginia State had one of the nicest college football stadiums in all of Division II. We just need to fill it up, right?
No question about it. And that's why we're here. You know, we're here to have a product that people are proud of, and we want to get people in the stands. And it's important to us to have people from the Petersburg area, from the Chesterfield area, from the city of Richmond. It's extremely important for us to get people in those stands because we want it to be a community event. We want people to be excited about Virginia State football, but we know that we have to put a product on the field that's worth coming to see, and that's our goal.
Well, I don't want to get into X's and O's, but can you say exactly what style or brand of football you plan to bring to Virginia State?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's going to be exciting. You know, it'll be an exciting offense, it'll be an attacking defense, and we plan on utilizing the talent that we have, you know, to try to create an exciting brand of football for everybody to come and see.
And because I'm out in the community a lot, Coach, I can tell you a lot of the fans who used to come to Virginia State games have, I guess, found other things to do on Saturday. What would you say to that Trojan fan, alum, or the casual local football fan who may have lost interest and may find that motivation now to come out to a Virginia State football game?
You know, our first home game is the second week of September, and we challenge everyone to come out and support us. You know, we ask everyone to come out and support us because we're going to put an exciting brand of football on the field, and we think if we get people out there for that first home game, it'll just trigger a bunch of excitement. But we also understand that we have to do our part, but we're going to need the community support. We're going to need the churches. You know, we're going to need the boys' clubs. We're going to need the guys from the barbershop. We're going to need everybody to come out and see exactly what we plan to do.
All right, man. I tell you, trying to get in touch with you is like trying to get in touch with Barack right now. So, but that's good because it's a new energy and a lot of excitement in the air. So we hope to bring them back to Rogers Stadium, and we thank you for your time tonight, Coach. Congratulations once again. Good luck on the spring and, of course, on the recruiting trail as well.
We appreciate you having us on. We definitely want you in the stands, Mitch.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. You know I bleed orange and blue. So anyway, man, congratulations. Thank you so much for talking to me tonight, and we'll be in touch.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach.